Class 12, English Core, Book, Flamingo, Poem, Aunt Jennifer's Tigers. Adrian Cecil Rich was born on the 16th of May, 1929, in Baltimore, Maryland. She was an American poet, essayist, feminist, socialist, and theorist. She was widely influential during the second half of the 20th century. She is credited with bringing up women's issues to the forefront. Her collections are widely acclaimed for her erudite, lucid, and plain writing style, views against racism, and voice for feminism. We can clearly discover her feminist concerns in this poem. The poem addresses the constraints of marital life from a woman's perspective. It also explores women's experiences living under the dominance of men. The poem also exposes the desolating effects of patriarchy. The poet, Rich, died on the 27th of March, 2012. Aunt Jennifer's Tigers is a 1951 poem which appeared in her first published book of poems, A Change of World. Told from the perspective of an anonymous speaker, the poem describes a woman, Aunt Jennifer, who crafts vibrant tapestry panels with needlework, depicting prancing tigers to escape mentally, at least from her disturbed marriage life. Written at a time when divorce was unacceptable, this poem criticizes the traditional institution of marriage, suggesting that it oppresses women. The protagonist, Aunt Jennifer, represents women all over the world. The poem is arranged in three quatrains. The first stanza describes Aunt Jennifer's dreams. The second stanza delves deep into Aunt Jennifer's real world. The third stanza talks about the narrative for the future for women. In this poem, the poet describes a lady whom she addresses as Aunt Jennifer, and she is doing embroidery on a piece of cloth that is usually a hand-woven decorative fabric. Aunt Jennifer pours her heart out through her art in that panel tapestry. The scene was that of a prancing and pouncing tigers, the proud and prominent citizens of the forest, the denizens of the green habitat. Men standing under the tree, plotting to trap the tigers, may be scared of tigers, but the tigers are fearless, callous, nonchalant of the hunters because they are aware of their potentials. They have a powerful persona and they radiate an aura. While doing embroidery, her fingers shake with the fear of her husband. Her husband does not allow her to live in peace, let alone approve the hobby of embroidery. Hence, she quivers while she is embroidering the piece of cloth, and it becomes difficult for her to pull even the smooth, soft, and slim ivory needle up and down. After that, she describes and defines her wedding ring, which her husband gave her on their wedding day. She considers it as a kind of burden to wear the ring due to the many difficulties she has faced in her married life, that she describes the little wedding ring as a heavy band on her trembling fingers. Aunt Jennifer is a pained and a plagued woman with anxiety, and she is miserable as her fingers flutter and falter. The fearful, gloomy woman, passive and terrified, is overwhelmed by events that eclipsed her small strength. She is scared of her husband, but her art expresses her desire to move fearlessly and proudly like tigers. In the last part, the poet says that Aunt's design of tigers can easily sense her desire for freedom and fearlessness. However, the poet also adds that it is not possible for her to achieve this freedom during her lifetime. Only after her death, she will attain freedom. But the irony here is that even then she will be tied with chains in the form of her husband's wedding ring. This ring is the only proof of the pains that she had faced from her husband. On the contrary, the tigers made by Aunt Jennifer will always portray her desire for living a fearless life by jumping boldly and proudly on a piece of cloth. The third stanza takes a morbid turn and talks about what would happen after her death. It is stated that she would live in morbid dread even after her death. Even death cannot conquer, vanquish, or defeat the masculine domination against her. To conclude, the poet wants to represent the life of a woman who has to live under a constant fear from her husband. She will get freedom only when she dies. Then also there is no clear-cut indication that she would be free of anxiety. The past itself haunts her enough. The poem revolves around the harsh realities of Aunt Jennifer's existence, using sharp contrast between Tiger and her personality. The poem addresses oppression, terror, captivity, overburdened duties of the marginalized and beleaguered women. The poem also deals with women's struggle against oppression and rebellion against patriarchal society. Thank you.